Good morning. My guest this morning is Nina Arbor from Sonoma County Hospice. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, we're going to be talking about Wednesdays at Hospice House, mm-hmm. and a particular Wednesday, the 8th in Petaluma mm-hmm. on Peyrand Street, Hospice mm-hmm. of Petaluma, and the 15th at Memorial Hospice at Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital, or near Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital.
Right.
The subject being wishes explored, wishes expressed, wishes honored.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That sounds fascinating. Why don't you fill us in on what that means?
Yeah, great. These two presentations are kind of dual purpose. So we'll have a group called the Third Act, which is a team of professionals, local business owners, as well as people that work for various senior and aging industries. And through vignettes and plays, we talk about the issues of aging and the importance of advanced care planning.
Who in particular are you encouraging to come to one or another of these events?
I believe the target audience is anyone 18 and over.
Yeah. Yes, I do too.
Yeah, there's a reason we call it advanced care planning, and there's a reluctance in this culture for people to think about these kinds of things, and it's really important, as we know from things that happen in everyday life, to start thinking about these things when we're able to, which we really do encourage from the age of 18 to think about what do we want at the end of our lives, what do we want, and who do we want to speak for us if and when we can no longer do so.
Interesting that there is obviously that reluctance, mm-hmm. But yet death with dignity is a really big issue now,
yes.
becoming more so all the time.
Yes, it's a huge issue, and I actually am happy that it's such a big issue because it is stimulating the conversation, and I think that's what the goal is here, is to encourage the conversations, not at a time of crisis. The time to have these conversations is in our living room, not in the emergency department.
Right. Do you feel that there will be a great change in, let's say, Sonoma County Hospice, if a Death mm-hmm. with Dignity initiative was to succeed here and become law?
You know, I think it's a huge philosophical discussion. I feel that the conversation is still basically the same. It's about dignity at end of life. It's about offering care for people. And I guess I would like to see the conversation move from right to choose to perhaps how do we provide care for people at this part of life. So from that standpoint, I think it encourages much richer conversations than we've been able to have.
One of the important things that hospice does mm-hmm. is really to explain as much as mm-hmm. possible this mysterious fact of dying.
Yes, absolutely. To encourage all of us to think about our lives and how we live our moments and what kind of quality of life. What are our goals of care as we age in this culture? Because that changes. I remember, you know, my relationship to my advanced care directive in when I was 40 is very different than in my 60s. So, you know, it used to be that I thought if somebody lived until 60, that was a great thing. And now 80 looks mighty young to me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I've spent many years thinking that it's all well and good to think of the 21st century, but I will never reach that.
That's right. That's right. Joke's on us, right?
Right. And here I sit wondering, well, possibly I could reach the 22nd.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Exactly.
It does seem to change an awful lot.
Yes, absolutely.
And have you noted change?
We are poised better now to bridge palliative care, hospice care, home care. I think that as acute care changes and we begin to realize that care doesn't end in the hospital, it really in many ways begins when people are released from the hospital and go back to their lives. So I think hospice particularly and palliative care are poised really well.
Great. Thank you for coming in, Nina.
You're welcome.
Let's tell people that Wednesdays at the Hospice House is in Petaluma on April 8th at 7 o'clock at Hospice of Petaluma on Peyrand Street, April 15th at 5 o'clock at Memorial Hospice on College. For information, a number 568-1094 online, SonomaCountyHospice.org. Enjoy your day.